Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm Trent Hazel for the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. You're getting your dial in over there.
Hey, Patrick, what's up, buddy?
A little dial.
Yeah, man, I'm getting the sound right. Don't want to blow Mr. Collins' eardrums out.
We'll do that anyways, I'm sure.
Ooh. Well, I got to give you a hard time.
Bring it.
Because I caught a little bit of the show on the way to church Sunday, and I was listening
to it.
And the second time, I think I said something, wah, wah, or something like that. I was making fun of you. And you said I blew your eardrums out, but it was not louder on the radio. It actually was very consistent, even flow. I honestly think I need to give TJ kudos because you're over there managing the buttons real well. Thank you, sir.
You've been carrying that around for how many days? You felt like I over-accused you of the eardrum blow?
I think you accuse me of a lot that honestly I think our audience doesn't understand.
They don't, but I think they probably get us at this point.
They don't feel it.
I think they probably got us.
What is that guy's issue with him?
Who, me with
you?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't. All right, let me start with no.
So since the last recording, we had Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man, it was good.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
It was really nice. We went to the same as you. We were in the mountains. We went up. We were up high in the sky. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, we were in Valley Crucius.
We were looking probably right at you.
And you were in
Beach Mountain. Yep.
Up in the cut. You get stuck up on that hill?
We didn't get stuck. Going up was it was foggy. They were blowing snow, and it was dark. It was dicey. I'll tell you. Be honest with you. If you don't know where you're going, which we did not. And GPS is not your friend in those parts of the world. Then it got a little hairy.
You were at the top of that mountain.
We were at the tippy top.
You said,
yeah, I got a little hairy.
Dang, did your voice just get high?
Yeah, it was.
We were at the tippy top. But, I was scared.
No, I wasn't scared. It was cool. They were making snow, so we just pretended like it was real snow.
You sent me a couple pictures of your deck
cool.
Had snow on it.
I mean, the wind was. I can't imagine any of that snow hit the slopes as hard as that wind was blowing. But
so that was Thanksgiving weekend.
That was Wednesday.
The week of Thanksgiving. And they blow snow every day.
They did not.
So they wasted their money.
I believe that might it got to be like 65 degrees the next day.
So their goal is, what's the winter day? I know you talked to all these folks up there.
December 2nd. So was that Saturday?
This Saturday, yeah. To open.
But I think it's going to be really.
Because I'm calling no.
It's going to be. I'm fairly certain it's below freezing all week, so I'm sure they'll be making
and
snow.
I'm all about the North Carolina economy. Yeah. So the ski slopes need to succeed.
Yeah.
But goodness gracious.
We were hoping there's a watering hole at the very top of that mountain. I think it's like 5503 is the name
of it.
It's
the private Beach Mountain bar. You weren't a member.
No, it's not private, but it wasn't open.
My boy Steve said it's private.
Well, it's right there. This guy over here?
No, he does not go to the top
of
Beach
Mountain. No, man, it's part of Beach Mountain.
I know what
it is. It's like part of the deal.
But it was closed.
It was closed.
Why? They celebrate Thanksgiving.
It's December 2nd, man. I guess it's all
or
nothing.
Oh, they open December 2nd.
It's either
they don't have a good audience if the slopes aren't open.
It'd have been two of us.
You and your dad? Jody wouldn't even have went with you.
She probably would have.
Y'all are crazy.
She thinks we're crazy.
So did you have a good time with your family?
We did. How about you?
We had a blast.
Valley Crucis.
With my in-laws and my outlaws. Nobody went to jail, and no blood was drawn.
That's
so that was
one.
Always, you know, that's kind of two of the main boxes you need to check for a decent holiday together
those
as a family.
Ones. Yeah, those are big ones.
Especially when the family gets extended.
I understand.
Nah, we had a good time. We went and got a Christmas tree. Got it in the stand the other night. The key to these live Christmas trees that you cut down is you got to water them. And if you miss a day over some years now, if you skip a day or two because you got five kids and you get real busy and you miss a day watering a tree, it stops drinking. Next day you water, the water stays there and stays there. But the first day the water's gone, second day, I think you can run that thing till Christmas. And then you stop watering it and let it dry
out. There
you
go. Because
then you have a, then you burn it.
Then he burn it.
Woo!
Then you burn it. Hey, I will tell you something cool about the mountains. We've done that cut, what do they call it? You cut, pick and cut or whatever. We did it one time. But coming up 105, man, we've got the Andrew Roby and the Roby Services billboards like pow, pow. Have you noticed that?
I didn't know.
No, it's cool. It's like you see one, and then the other one's in your rear view right after you pass it.
I didn't see that. If I look in the rear view, I might hit the guardrail.
Especially on 105.
We call it a granite slab. But anyway, we had a good Thanksgiving.
That's cool.
Got a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah.
Reagan likes to do a Christmas night with the family. So Sunday, she had me take the kids over to her mother's house and Tom, our in-law's house, and they helped decorate a little bit. I was killing some time. She went home and got the house ready for the Haston family Christmas season party to get going. Let's put all these mattresses on the floor and watch National Lampoon, build a fire, put the Christmas tree in the stand, got the decorations up. Man, it's just good.
You talking about Christmas Vacation?
That's a good
movie.
That's
a staple. You got to watch that.
My son's eight, and every 5 minutes he would jump up off the floor on the mattress and look at me and go, Chevy Chase is funny.
He is a trip.
I mean, that movie is good. And it doesn't drag on, man. You just get more excited about it, you know?
So many good one-liners in that movie.
There is.
Unbelievable.
How's that man stop? How do you stop Christmas bonuses? I cannot believe that. Who would do such a thing?
And he goes on that tirade. And then he goes, give me a Tylenol. Or something like that.
It's a good movie, and the kids like it. It's a little racy, but you know, a little racy.
Older movie.
Old racy. So just skirting the line a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway,
you got to check out Elf and Home Alone or a couple other.
Yeah, the
good
Elf's a
holiday
wonderful
staples.
Movie. Reagan says that the new artists are producing as good or better Christmas music than the old artists. Swifties and stuff. We don't know. This is talk radio. We don't listen to music around here. Okay, thanks for joining us. We're getting in the holiday spirit. We got Steve Conlon, one of my really good friends from Winston-Salem. He might have a little bit of a river accent. We'll see when he returns. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your host, Trent.
Hey, if you missed the first segment, go check it out on all social media networks. You got Wi-Fi, Master Blast, socioeconomic, and Facebook.
I love it.
And I think Elon Musk is X or something. Used to be known as
formerly known as. He's like Prince, the artist formerly known.
I don't think Elon and Prince are very similar.
You don't think they hang out or hung out?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I don't know. But Elon and Prince might have hung out.
Might have hung out.
That might have been something.
Yeah, it might have been interesting to see that duo together.
They both seem pretty funky. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
Good. We're really good today. Steve came down this morning. I think he got up about 6 or 7, rolled out of Winston.
There you go.
We walked around Carolina Golf Club a little bit, spent some time.
Enjoyed it. It was great.
Yeah, we had a good time, and then I actually showed him a little bit about the West Side. I tried to pull him in and show him your office building.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right.
The
nice.
Steel Yard over there behind QT on Wilkinson Boulevard, Ashley Road. And I don't think that 4Runner was too happy about us stopping in the middle of the road.
No, he was not.
You got a little West Side salute?
Yeah.
I think
Steve started realizing that the West Side is raw.
I've got a couple of those.
Just held up traffic. Just middle of the street.
Yeah, it's all right.
I don't know.
That's like Grand Central Station over there, man. It's a thoroughfare.
But we wanted it there because, you know, you got the QT. I think that is the busiest QT in the world.
I agree.
It is busy.
Well, I've got a question for you. So that being said, that thing is slammed, and you got a new 7-Eleven across the street.
Slammed.
No, the gas is like 10 cents a gallon higher.
Well, maybe they have better quality.
Maybe it is. I was trying to figure out this morning. I'm like, one is completely.
They're on that IDC alloy program.
Busting at the seams. The other is dead.
Did I get it right, or I get it mixed up again?
No, you got it wrong.
ICD.
It's ICD, yep.
ICD alloys and metals. He said ICD.
That was on purpose, Steve. Come on.
You walked into that one for the fifth time.
I did. Oh, so that's your business. So you're a metallurgist.
There you go. You got that right, too.
Oh, gosh. I thought you were an entrepreneur and hustler.
Well, a little bit of both.
I like it.
A little bit of both.
So metallurgist, I've never heard that term before. What does that mean?
So it's basically a doctor of metals.
Okay.
You know, just kind of understanding steel making. And
so your name's Dr. Steve Conlon?
It is.
Wow, man. He said that with conviction.
I don't go by it. I feel I'm too young, you know. But it's there. You know?
Really?
It's in the title.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool.
So, are you making? I mean, you're producing metals? Is that what you guys do?
Yeah. So my business, we do a lot of recycling and strategic supply of metals into, you know, a wide variety of industries, whether it be, you know, aerospace, oil and gas, medical, defense. Applications, that type of thing. So we recycle it when it comes out of end of life or during production, and then we also manufacture as well up in Winston-Salem. So we manufacture certain types of strategic metals, which are, you know, kind of high up on the government's list, if you will, for like needs of aerospace and defense applications. So that's what we do basically here in Winston, over in the UK and Alabama.
So hold on, we're gonna pause here.
Yeah.
So you're from the UK, correct?
Yes.
How did you get to the Winston-Salem?
A long story. So I'll go back to the beginning. So I was a professional soccer player when I turned 16.
Ah!
There you go.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And
checkbox, first professional soccer player, 8.5 years.
So bam.
That lasted about a year, maybe a year and a half before I got kind of, you know, the old cliche, badly injured, you know, that ended the career. And
my old
boss at the time, who owned the soccer club, he had a metal recycling business, and basically just said to me, you know, feel terrible, you know, you're not going to be playing anymore, can I give you a job, you know? So I said, sure, I'm not going to do anything else, you know. Didn't really pay too much attention at school or anything like that, you know. It was just, you know, the feet were going to do the talking, you know.
Yeah.
So he gave me a job. First job was sweeping the floors at his facility, and I kind of fast-tracked through there. You know, they kind of realized I wasn't, you know, so much as a floor sweeper. You know, I had a little bit more about me. And they offered me the chance to kind of go back to college while I was working. So, you know, jumped at the chance. I said, yeah, sure, no problem. So I went back to college for like a day release basis, you know, throughout semesters. And they put me on a metallurgy course, which is where that came from.
Okay.
Which is all involved in obviously all the recycling and the metal, you know, production and the melting applications. So I fast-tracked through that and kind of went through that for several years. And probably early 2000s, they moved me. I went out to South Africa to live for a full year. I started a business up there for the company I work for. And I was kind of like their go-to guy to get operations going. You know, wherever businesses needed starting up, it was like, you know, send Steve, you know, get him out there. So I lived in South Africa for a full year. I then lived in Rwanda for another 6 months, where we started a mining operation. Got back to the UK, and then I went over to Germany, started a German company for them. And then when I'd finished my PhD, you know, all while still working as well, kind of moving my way up the ladder, they then said, hey, you know, we think there's something in the States there, let's go take a look. So I came over here and spent about a year just doing R&D on, you know, potential customers and potential, you know, outlets of what products we could produce from the UK. The feedback was all good, but they just couldn't deal with lead time. So it was like, hey, you got to be here. So, you know, that was kind of in my reports going back. And in a nutshell, it was like, well, who's going to do it? You know, so I kind of put my hand up at the back of the class and said, hey, I'll take a stab at that. I've been everywhere else. You know, send me over there. So I just got married, so I had to deliver that one to the wife. Hey,
we're moving to the States.
Would you like to move to the States for a few years and kind of get a business going? So she was all for it. So that's what we did. So we're in this mid to late 20s when we did that and moved out. It's been almost 19 years now.
Wow.
So you opened your business in the States?
So the company I work for in the UK, I opened it up in the States. And then about 10, 11 years ago, that business sold out to another outfit. I didn't want to work for that company. Got it. So started ICD Alloys and Metals at that point. So
really?
My business is almost 11 years old now.
And you've been here like 18 years?
A little over A little over 18 years.
Have all of your 18 years been in Winston-Salem?
They've all been in Winston-Salem. So initially when I came over here, I was going to be in Pennsylvania looking around, and you know, I got a call from a friend of mine who I started business with the English company. And he said, hey, what are you doing up there? You know, where are you? I'm in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, for example.
Rolling Rock.
He's like, is it cold? I'm like, it's freezing, absolutely freezing. He's
Arnold
like,
Palmer and Latrobe,
exactly
all the
right.
things.
Exactly
yeah.
Exactly right. So he invited me down to come down here, and he was retired at the time, you know, three golf handicapper, a little bored, but a lot of business experience. So he said, hey, you know, I'll give you some of my time and kind of, you know, lead you in out here.
Yeah.
I said, sure, no problem. So I came down here, saw all the golf courses, the big houses, and I said, hey, I'm sold. Where
You're
do
like,
I sign? You know, this
warm
is the place.
Warm weather, yeah.
You know, this is the place. So that's how I ended up here in Winston.
Did he live in Winston?
He lived in Winston, yeah. So he retired a few years ago now, but yeah, he lived in Winston, and that's pretty much how I ended up here. That's pretty much it.
That is cool. Well, I got to ask you, do you think us folks down here are nice?
I think it's awesome. I really do.
I don't know. You got to watch out for Trent.
I mean, I travel the world, guys, for my business. The whole estate.
Now you do, right?
I always have, you know, been, you know, yeah. Kind of go back to where I started. And, you know, I travel the world. And honestly, the old saying there, you know, the Southern hospitality, true, it's very true.
Well, you know, we talk about that all the time. I mean, we are partial to saying that Charlotte is the best city. I'm sorry to you probably think Winston, but the state of North Carolina, we got it going on here.
I think it's the state. The state's a fantastic,
it's unbelievable place.
The people are very friendly. We've never struggled to make friends here or anything like that. You know, everybody's very welcoming. And yeah, it's just been it's home now. It's what we call, you know, it's what we call home.
So is your wife from England as well?
She is. Yeah, she moved out here with me. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
two Brits.
Like I said, we've been married like 6 months before we made the move. You know?
That is.
You know? I'm gonna drop this on you.
You are a trailblazer. Yeah. I'll tell you, I'm gonna give my daughter, my soon to be 16-year-old daughter Tatum, a compliment. I called you yesterday because it was going to be really cold this morning, and or I texted you. You called me. I was in the car taking her to her end of the year golf party, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Wow, I love his accent." She's all into business and enamored by me and my business friends. And she's like, "Is he from England?" I'm like, "No, I think he's from Ireland." You've only told me 32 times you're from England.
No.
Well, the accent changes and rubs a little bit, you know, the more I've been out here, you know. So, but
well, she had you pegged as British. So
excellent.
Good. Well, man, this is fun. Will you stick around with us?
I will.
All right. Steve Collin, and we still got Patrick McIsaac in the studio. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies.
Whacka,
we
whacka.
Are your that one didn't that was good didn't hurt me your
whacka, whacka.
One bit. Is that from the Muppets?
Whacka Whacka?
Yeah, wasn't that one of the Muppets?
You sure one I'm gonna do to your
waka,
head,
waka,
son?
Waka. Yeah. Oh, the Whacka Whacka.
The Whacka Whacka.
The whack whack pow. Gotcha.
Old cold slap.
I gotcha. Hey, so, we got this is interesting.
Yeah, I
man.
Told you our first metallurgist. Metallurgist.
And
our first, I think he's our first daughter.
First professional sock node.
Have we had a daughter?
I think we had a, yeah, I feel like we have. I mean, I don't want to screw up and say somebody's name and then I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Then I'm wrong. I'm wrong a lot.
And I think he's our first professional soccer player.
Yeah, he's played a couple years, hung up the boots.
Didn't last very long, but, you know.
You checked a couple boxes today, son.
Well,
hey, we know a lot
I'm
of.
Glad.
We
don't worry, we'll forget about it by about a month.
We know a lot about soccer. We both watched Ted Lasso. We learned to talk all about soccer.
Hey, as long as you believe, fellas. As long as you believe.
How does it make you feel that you tell me you play professional soccer, and I go, well, I really enjoyed Ted Lasso.
I did the same thing.
That's exactly what he said.
Today. Well, I didn't know it was called a pitch until that. I mean, right. I thought it was a field. But now that was a good. It was a really nice show.
It was a great show. Good comedy.
Yeah. I think I do think that show represented that sport well.
It did. I mean, it kind of showed you guys what a little bit of a taste of a dressing room. You know, a lot of the stuff's happening in the dressing room.
Yeah.
For the guys who play and the guys who've played, you know, it's nothing like it. But you know, it gives you guys a taste of it, I guess.
I mean, we got Jerry Jones and George Steinbrenner.
George Steinbrenner, yeah. Like it.
Break it out
from the Seinfeld days. I like it.
From the Seinfeld days.
Yeah, that's been George worked for George. George from Seinfeld worked for Steinbrenner.
I understand.
All right, just making sure we're on the same page.
I thought he did own the Yankees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Let's talk about metal.
Metals.
Hey, this is the second metal guy we've had on in 4 weeks.
I don't know if Jim Contis is a metallurgist, though.
I don't know. He's an aviation metal.
He definitely was. He didn't represent as a doctor. I don't know. I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah. So tell us about your business. You said he started, you kind of gave us a rundown of the history. He started about 9 years ago, give or take.
Yeah, so I started the business here, just kind of like rinse and repeat, kind of like the process I did with the business I worked for before.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to do something different here. When we were, you know, starting the business, you know, recycling is one side of our business, you know, when it comes to like aerospace metals, super alloys, hypersonics, very, very high temperature type products. So when we say recycling, you know, ignore the non-ferrous and the coppers and the aluminums that you guys are, you know, maybe familiar with, but, you know,
well,
we don't do any of that.
The building industry,
None of that type of stuff. So kind of, you know, going to things that fly, you know, whether it be space, whether it be aerospace, whether it be, you know, F-35s, you know, all the material that goes into producing those engine blades is what we handle.
So it's stainless steel, I mean, a variation, no nickel, no nothing?
All nickel for us, all nickel, cobalt, titanium, those type of products.
Okay.
All very high value, so we don't handle any of the stainless in alloy. It's too low value for us.
Understood.
But everything relating to, you know, anything that moves in rotation, you know, whether it be land turbine, industrial gas turbine, or aerospace, you know, those type of metals which are in those industries are what we handle. But when I formed the business, you know, I didn't just want to do the recycling of that. You know, kind of been there, done that, and there's a bit of competition in that field. So we went into like supplying all of the raw materials that, you know, make those products. So imagine baking a cake, you have several ingredients, and then when you've done it, it finishes the product. It's same with the metals. They all have different ingredients of individual elements. So I'm going to take Trent back to his periodic table now, you know, a little bit, but there's elements in there that go into all these products that get melted together and then formed into a blade, for example, or another product. But so we're involved in all that high-end type of material.
So you're producing it, too, not just the raw material.
Exactly. We do both. So,
okay.
He originally produced it.
Yeah.
Well, we originally recycled it. And then
raw
I moved into the manufacturing then of some of the raw materials that go in. And right now, to this day, we're in the middle of production, and it's ready to take off. We've done our R&D for a couple of years now, but we're going to be producing a product here, and we'll be the only company in the United States that's producing a product here in the defensive applications need for their F-35s and things like that. So
wow,
we're going to be one of the first companies here in the States doing it, which
American
is very
made, baby.
All American made. And you know, that was the calling. I mean, the government kind of asked back in 2020, hey, we can't have, you know, non-friendly nations material coming into our military, and this is the list of products. And you know, being a metallurgist, I said, hey, I can do that. You know, I know what to do here, and I've got the people I can pull in for this. And so we're going to be manufacturing here in the United States.
That's cool.
We'll put the American flag on it for you.
I heard that. Man, God bless.
Did you have to, like, change your accent a little bit when you were having these meetings?
No, so, I mean, I float around D.C. quite a bit in the lobby inside of it, you know.
I'm joking.
You know, but truly, you know, I go in there, you know, and I'm putting a pitch together where it's, like, made in America, but I'm from England. it's kind of hard to do, you know. But,
well, yeah, that's why I was at, yeah.
But, yeah, that's the way it rolls.
You sound smarter than me.
I don't know.
In the Carolinas, I mean, we deal with this with BMW being in Spartanburg, right? Made in America, but it's BMW, right?
Exactly.
It's a European company.
And unfortunately, you know, you're leveraged here in the United States with metals that are, like, only produced outside of it.
Okay.
But you desperately need it. You know, the world doesn't move around without it. So, you know, to reshore it, and you've heard of the reshoring programs now. I mean, it's a big play.
And like you said, the green industry, you're doing that. You're recycling.
Well, our recycling's kind of like, you know, we use the phrase urban mining on that one. So the less we have to mine because we recycle, the better. You know, so we're all about that as a business, and that's where we live on that one. So, you know, we were talking about the medical applications.
Yeah.
Trent and I earlier, you know, we're one of the largest, if not the largest, medical implant recycler in the whole of the United States and Europe. So everything that's been in like knee joints, hip joints, we recycle all that.
So when a person that has passed away gets cremated, they recycle. And I said, does it not melt with the cremation? He said, man, human flesh burning 150 degrees. That's easy peasy. This metal, thousands of
couple
degrees.
Couple of thousand. So
see?
It's always left over, if you will, from that process.
Huh, I never thought that.
And it's a big industry. And like I said, we're one of the largest recyclers of that. Now, obviously, we don't reuse it, but we then prepare it,
you
test
melt it down, yeah.
And we send it to guys who will melt it down and start all over again.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the whole recycling program. You know, we don't reuse blades, for example. You know, it's processed at our facility. It has coatings removed, inserts removed, attachments removed, and then it gets remelted again. So
does it lose? I mean, I'm just curious. Does it lose any kind of consistency when it's melted back down to its original state, or is it still just as strong as it was before?
No, its chemical composition is the same, and then they recast it and go all over again with the machine in a manufacturing from that point.
The periodic chart, Patrick.
Oh, H2O.
Listen to the doctor. How many minerals are in the periodic chart?
Oh, you got me now. A lot.
Are they all minerals?
No, I mean, you've got metals, gases, you've got everything in
gases.
There.
Gases,
so hydrogen, number one, yeah. Right?
So huh?
Based on the amount of atoms they have, yeah.
You got everything in there, you know. So we focus around the heavy metals, and this is where kind of like China dominates the rare earth metals, the light metals. And that's really, again, where the U.S. is trying to reshore all that. But you've got no mineral here. You know, there's nothing in the ground or very little. So you've got to play nice there on that metal in particular, just because it's dominated by, you know, where it's grown or where it inhabits.
So if you have two children, correct?
I do. Yep.
A daughter and a young son.
I have a 14-year-old girl and just a 9-year-old boy.
Yeah, we've been talking about them today.
Yep.
You speak very highly of your kids. It's fun to
love them to bits.
Have that conversation.
Absolutely. Love them to bits, and my daughter's just started high school, so she's had a big tennis start, and you know, big confidence grow for her this year. My son, we signed him up for baseball, and that was a commitment. didn't realize how many practice sessions those boys put in, you know, but
that was
a big commitment. But got him hitting the ball, which was really, you know, proud dad moment there, you know, going from not being able to kind of strike the ball to be able to hit it at the end. So the coaches did amazing with him.
No, neither one of them play soccer?
None of them play soccer, no.
Really?
Breaks my heart.
Or football, yeah. I'm sorry.
But either way, yep,
did your wife play soccer?
No.
Growing up for football?
No, she has no desire for
she
sport.
She had
whatsoever.
The hots for the soccer players.
You got it. Yeah. There you go.
That was afterwards. It just must have been my good looks.
You definitely are handsome.
Don't tell yourself
they
short.
They don't call it soccer over there, though, Patrick.
Football.
Yes, football.
Which makes sense.
That's because you kick it with your foot.
That makes sense.
I mean, you guys call it football and you throw it.
Yeah, but it's funny shape. It round. I don't know if it's a good atom bomb.
That's a great.
Didn't the president carry a football that has to do with an atom bomb?
Who?
Yeah, it's funny. You said they carry around the football. That's like got the atomic bomb code. The president.
Who does?
The president.
It's got a football in it?
They call it the football.
Huh?
Man, we have to have a whole segment on this thing.
Didn't know anything about that.
I knew I didn't like the NFL. Steve, this is fun.
Yeah.
You've checked three original boxes. Will you stick around for the last segment?
I'll do a little more for
Thank you. Steve Conlon, when we return, ICD Alloys. Hailing from Winston-Salem, when we return, At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. All right. How many elements in the periodic table?
I asked the question earlier, and I haven't heard an answer, so I have no clue.
Take a guess. What you got?
756.
No. What you think?
Probably about 70-something.
According to Google, 118. I would have guessed like 70-something
He's an old doctor, though.
They've added a new one since I did it.
I think they've added to 48.
Trentanium.
Wow.
Yeah, like that.
He's feisty.
So the product we'll be making is called tantalum.
Tantalum.
Yep. So there you go. That's on the periodic
tantalum.
There
tantalum.
You go.
Wow.
Yep.
So you have several geographical locations.
We do.
So you talked about some of the different business lines you do. Where do you do each of them? All at each location?
No. So the business that, you know, obviously I'm headquartered at is our North Carolina facility here in Winston, and then back in 2016, you know, I'm working all hours. I'm on every continent. I'm working till 1 a.m. I'm up at 5 a.m. I'm dealing with, you know, Asia. I'm dealing with Europe. You know, we're a global business. So it was just natural that we kind of like did something in the UK as well. You know, I need to be out there. I've got a lot of roots back there, you know, a lot of contacts and everything. And so we formed a business back in Sheffield, which is my hometown, back in the UK. And it's very similar to what we do here in North Carolina, just a smaller version with a few different quirks. But they handle all of European operations and some Australian. We handle the US, you know, Mexico, Latin America, and onwards Canada, and then also over to Asia, Japan, Singapore, India, all that. So we kind of just divide up a little bit there. But they cover that ground, we cover this ground. And then a couple of years ago, I bought a distressed business down in Alabama, which is actually a melt shop. So when say a melt shop, it's actually got the furnaces there, which melt the metal down, produce the alloys, produce the products, you know, and when you kind of look at a gold bar, for example, you know, we produce certified bars which are made of like nickel alloy or cobalt alloy. So it's very boutique-y. It's not large volume, but we've done a lot of investment in that facility. We've been building it up now the last few years. So come the end of this year, maybe in the first quarter next year, that, you know, it'll be operating fully to its potential and should be a fantastic acquisition for us, you know, as far as pushing that through into the ICD Metals family, if you will, pulling all the metals divisions together.
Where in Alabama?
It's in a small town called Albertville. Okay. It's very near Lake Guntersville, if you've never heard of that. Beautiful lake.
No,
very, very nice. Probably about an hour away from Huntsville.
Oh, yeah, okay. North part of the state.
Yep. So, real nice prospect there for us, and it's coming together. It's taken a lot of work, you know, it's very distressed. Everything from the building to the equipment to everything, you know. So you need to have a vision when you took that on, you know. So I think we've done well on that.
We were talking about that earlier, Patrick. Yeah. When Steve and I were talking about this, I said we know about distressed assets.
Well, I'm actually checking out tantalum. I didn't know you can get a tantalum wedding ring.
There you go.
If you want to spend some bucks,
it's expensive. You can, you know, you should get one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So tantalum, they also use in the medical application. It's totally inert to the body, so they use it in the, you know, the hip joint liners and things like that. And it's inert. It actually enhances growth marrow growth onto the medical implant part.
Really?
Yeah.
So it grows bone on it.
Yeah, you know, imagine spray coating the hip joint.
Yeah.
It forms a bit of like a dendritic structure on there, and the bone marrow grabs on and hooks around it and forms just as it would grow back bone, you know. So it's inert to the body, though. So
well, I'm going
to
go ahead and say, you said a word like dendritic or something. Are you getting a little over my head? We can back this down. We'll kick you off the last segment after the fact.
Sounds like some Terminator 2 stuff.
I don't know. Dendritic. I'm a daughter. I never knew he was a daughter. Known each other for years. I mean, you got that.
We're normally just drinking beers together. That's why you never ask.
He pulls that one out on the radio. I mean, thank you, America.
Yep.
Goodness gracious.
I'm so intimidated right now.
I am intimidated. I'd hate to see his footwork. So just as an aside, what position did you play on the football field?
I was center back,
Center back.
Yeah, gnarly and hungry, you know.
You were a little gritty fellow, weren't you?
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Man.
It's the only way to play.
And your daughter's playing tennis,
yeah.
So she's taking out that anger with her racket.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
They're
not very competitive, though, you know. I'm very competitive. I'll challenge anybody to anything type thing.
I heard that.
But they're not competitive. They don't kind of see that edge yet, you know, but it'll come.
Well, Steve, man, it's been such a fun show.
Absolutely.
I'm going to put you on the spot. I told you I'm not giving you any insight into what we're going to talk about. What is one principle that you live by in business and in life, both the same, one and the same? What you got for me?
I mean, you know, be honest. You know, live your truth. I think they're the two things that, you know, go a long way with everybody. You know, treat others as you want to be treated yourself.
Amen.
I think be fair as well. You know, you've got to be stern sometimes when things are not, you know, in line. But as long as you've been fair along the way, then, you know, you've done all you can, I think.
I hear you. We say something when we close the show out. You'll hear it in a second.
Yeah.
You haven't listened to the show. What do you think about that?
I love it.
Honest and be fair.
Yeah.
We said on the last show, I caught a minute of it. When I get knocked out, I want the same thing to come out of my mouth that people normally hear. You know, I don't want like new information flowing.
Well, hopefully you're not getting knocked out anytime soon.
Hope not. I can't. I think I'm on the no knockout list.
Yeah. The no no.
That's self inflicted.
The no no list.
I'm on the no knock. It's an NKO list.
Like, okay. Not like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that's because Martin Lawrence got knocked out by him. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thank you for joining us on the At Home with Roby show. We hope you have a wonderful Sunday. It's so wonderful having Steve Collin, ICD Alloys. Look it up.
There you
go. I'm sure you can Google that. Hailing America base out of Winston-Salem. Go do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile around on your face today. Thanks for listening to At Home with Roby.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.